Welcome to Paradise Town Advisory Board, June 9, 2026. All items on this agenda may be taken out of order. The Board Council may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. The Board Council may remove items from the agenda or delay discussion relating to an item at any time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on the posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners, Zoning Commissioner BCC, or the Collette County Planning Commissioners PC for final action. Please turn off or mute all cell phones and other electronic devices. Please take all private conversations outside the room. You may come back in at any time. We have all members here, and the only one missing is John Williams, and he is excused. Can I get county introductions? Okay, public comments. This is the period devoted to the comments by the general public about items on the agenda. No discussion action may be taken. Oh, wait, we do roll call. Am I getting? Nope, I'm good. No discussion actions or vote may be taken on the agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak as an individual public hearing item at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board council about items within your jurisdiction but not appearing on the agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the podium, clearly state your name and address, and spell the last name for the record. If any member of the board or council wishes to extend the length of presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or board council by majority vote. Can I get approval for the minutes for May
26, 2026? Madam Chair, I'd like to approve the minutes for May 26.
There's a motion on the floor to approve minutes for May 26, 2026. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Can I get approval for the agenda for June 9, 2026?
Madam Chair, Ms. Williams, motion for June 30, 2026 agenda.
June 9th.
We're approving
tonight's agenda. Okay, there's a motion on the floor to approve agenda for June 9th, 2026. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Is there any informal items that we need to discuss? Nope. Moving forward, we're going to go to agenda item number one, BS260280, Sunset and Spencer LLC, vacant and abandonment of portion of right-of-way being Spencer Street, located between Sunset Road and Helm Drive within Paradise. Welcome. And do you want me to read two together? I forgot. So now that's where my count was off. DR260281 Sunset and Spencer LLC design review for a proposal of a gas station, a convenience store of a 2.23 acres in an IP industrial park zone with an airport overlay, generally located south of Sunset and east of Spencer Road within Paradise. Welcome.
I feel like it's just friends here tonight, but.
Good evening, Jeff Blasovich, thanks to the Festival Plaza Drive here tonight on behalf of Petra. We're before you on this parcel that is located on Sunset and Spencer. There's the airport just to the north of us. The property is master planned, as is all of it around it on the south side of Sunset as business employment, and the site itself is zoned IP. The site plan that we're showing tonight, let's see, let me get my arrow. So here's Sunset right here. Here's Spencer Street. The yellow portion is the building. And then it's a little faded to see that this is where the gas canopy sits. We do have an exit point and entry point off of Spencer, as well as Sunset Road. The vacation is for the detached sidewalks that we will be putting in, and then the secondary application is a design review. I will tell you that it is no easy feat to bring you an application without waivers, so that is a testament to our engineers and the Quick Trip. We worked quite extensively with Public Works, really, because of road depths and things like that. but we were managed to make it work, and staff is recommending approval. This is the site plan. If you've seen the first Quick Trip, it's a bigger one because it allows for some other stuff, but there's a Quick Trip at Lamb and Nexus out in North Las Vegas, and if you've never been in one, they're really nice. They have quite a lot of options. They're different than other convenience stores that I've been in, so it's pretty nice. So they're new to the market. There's another one being built over on Warm Springs, kind of by the rental car facility as well, so this is their next county site. That's it.
Is there anybody here from the public that would like to speak on this agenda item? Seeing no one, we're closing it to the public. We're going to open it to the board.
I love Quick Trip, and I'm so happy that one is. If there's no discussion, I'll make a motion. I would move to approve items 1 and 2, subject to preliminary staff conditions.
There's a motion on the floor to approve item 1 and 2 with preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Have a good night. Yeah. Thank you for coming out. Okay, moving on. 3 and 4, can I read them together? Okay. No one's here. Is it you? Okay. Okay, I'm going to read them together. Is that okay? Okay, perfect. VS260287, Goldstrom and Dean 2 LLC, vacant and abandonment easement of interest to Clark County, located between Decatur Boulevard and Cameron Street and Dewey Drive and Hacienda Avenue within Paradise. WS260286, Goldstrom and Dean 2 LLC, waiver of development standards for the following: increase retaining wall height, increase maximum parking, and modify a driveway geometrics. Design review for the warehouse building of 11.84 acres in an industrial light zone, generally located north of, I always say Diablo, I always want to say that wrong, and east of Decatur Boulevard within Paradise. Welcome.
Good evening. So the site is Mark Mulhall on behalf of the applicant, 1980 Festival Plaza Drive. And so the site is approximately 11.84 acres. It's located there at the northwest corner of Diablo and Cameron, just east of Decatur Boulevard. This area is dominated by industrial land use designations, zoning designations, and existing industrial uses. The applicant is proposing an approximately 250,000 square foot warehouse on the site that's compatible with that land use designation and with the zoning designation that's currently on the site of business employment and industrial light. And so really the main applications that we have here tonight are a few waivers in front of you all. And so first I'll discuss the parking on site. So we have 210 total spaces where 131 are required per code. That drops down to 197 due to the accessible spaces and electric vehicle spaces on the site. But as staff notes in their staff report, even though they recommend denial, they say the point of these maximum parking limits is because we want to reduce the hardscape here in Las Vegas to reduce urban heat island. But to mitigate that, we provide landscape, and so they acknowledge that that's a mitigating factor, and we provide landscape in excess of that. Additionally, too, we have a parking study that was done by a parking engineer that supports our parking, and they calculated the parking out to be 286 stalls for this use. So the parking is warranted on the site, and we've provided mitigation in the form of excess parking lot landscaping. Additionally, another waiver on there, and this takes up four of the waivers because there's four access points. There's four access points, all requiring throat depth issues. Initially on the site, there was two access points, but as you can see here, the loading docks are at the south portion of the building, and so this design to add those four access points has been thoughtful to encourage the trucks to come here to the south portion and more of that regular automobile traffic to come up to the north portion, where there's parking to reduce conflicts. The staff at, or the applicant has been working diligently with Public Works and Public Works staff, especially regarding Decatur. They've added a dedicated right turn lane. There will be a bus stop here on Decatur as well. So they're working with Public Works through this, but we do think that kind of spreading it out amongst four access points reduces kind of any queuing worries, and especially kind of this thoughtful design with having the trucks come to the south portion of the site should alleviate a lot of those concerns. Lastly, the site breaks pretty dramatically from west to east. So this would be the western boundary where Decatur is, and then breaking all the way over to Cameron Street. So what they're actually doing to kind of go a little bit more in line with the grade on site is they're cutting the western side, but ultimately to make the site work and to not make that northern boundary be even taller to rise up to the western boundary. We are requesting an 11-foot retaining wall there at the north, which I know sounds like a lot on paper, but ultimately, first, this is in an industrial zone. Second, this is the view from our backside neighbors. They have a 10-foot tall wall on their side, so the 11-foot is really going to be minimal, especially visually, to have kind of any sort of impact on those neighbors to the north. Lastly, there is vacation and abandonments of easements that are no longer necessary for the development of the site, and staff is recommending approval on those. So happy to answer any questions. Thank you.
Is there anybody from the public that would like to speak on this agenda item? Seeing no one, closing it to the public. They really have a particular problem with this wall. So can you go back to the wall? Because that's a I see that's the only issue. It's like they're saying that it's a burden on that you guys are not using the property properly to utilize, not to do that, you know, waiver. So can you explain to me again why they're seeing that? And I kind of caught the picture, but are they not just understanding the slope and where the height is coming in? Is that the problem? I think that with Title 30 and everything, it's like we're not taking the slope into consideration when we're talking about your where you're putting it for view.
And I think, to be fair to them, I think they are taking the slope into consideration, but I think that we're already trying to bend more to the site so that there's not kind of this even larger increase or greater wall there on the western side. We're bringing that portion down. It also makes the site more level, so you reduce stairs or additional ADA ramps and kind of accessibility issues to the building when you bring it down and level it out. So the 11 feet makes it work from that perspective. I think staff in general is recommending to have kind of variations in the wall, but usually that makes it difficult for site development as well, where this retaining wall works and really from a visual standpoint, it's having no impact on the neighbors and ultimately works with the grading of the site and the drainage of the site.
Go ahead.
Can you put go back to the one you had prior to that?
The picture?
The
breaking east to west?
Yeah. Have you thought about staying with the contour of the slope and building something taller to catch the higher, so you can have a second level. So you come in on the higher level, and then you have the backside on the lower level. You understand what I'm talking about?
Yeah. You're saying like if you have kind of a
You come in this way.
Building.
Yeah. Like you can drive in the top, and then there's a second, and you come in the bottom.
So why
did you think about that? Because then you're not having to do all the grading and bringing in all the fill and doing all that type of thing because you, I don't know, I'm just.
Yeah, I don't know what.
I don't know, he was like, looked like he was, if you're going to speak though, you need to state your name and address, please.
Yeah, my name is Sinclair, I'm a developer. Address is
So make sure you share your name, full name and address for the record, that's all we need.
5980 First Young Street, 89118. So to answer your question on the step, we looked at that on the slab,
basically it was going to be, you know, a drop in the middle of the building. And that was going to help with some of the fill, but it still created problems with how the grade is on kind of your northern side. So this whole portion right here is, there won't be any stairs here because it's kind of slowly sloping that way. And so all of these new potential offices where tenants might be moving into, it's more available to them. And then like how this one shows here, we did, instead of having the building right here, we did already drop it to reduce that. So, you know, with that, we're already kind of reducing what that retaining wood condition would be. And so instead of going to dropping it in the middle of the building where it's not as feasible for a tenant who might be wanting to take the whole space, we dropped it at the beginning to kind of reduce that there.
Well, I was thinking of like a divided building. So you have, like, say this is the top part coming this side, and you have a bottom part coming this side, and then it's built all the way up. Because you're talking about two-story, at least in this whole building. So even if you go three-story here.
I think you may be correct me if I'm wrong, but I think even if you did that, you'd still have a retaining wall on that north side.
Would it be that high though?
It would be almost as high. The site falls from west to east, 22 feet on the whole side, and so to still match the existing grades of the other buildings and having, you know, the rest of the truck court work to have dock high positions and to, you know, be able to have not a giant four switchback ADA ramp on one side, this was the kind of best way our civil engineer looked at it from.
I have a couple of questions. First of all, you got a lot of waivers you're asking for, and most of them have to do with the drop-downs. You come in telling us they're going to have more cars parked there, yet your drop-down is going to stack them on all the streets. Granted, you have four truck things, but you're putting in 200 parking spots, and you're going to stack them. I think you guys have got a lot of waivers that you're asking for, and maybe you should go back and take a look at all of those things.
Yes, we are, and that is something that we've still been working on with Public Works. And this, we had a meeting with them preliminarily 2 months ago, and we, or more than 2 months ago, we looked at all this. Our throat depths, you know, list.
Well,
you know, nine.
Yeah, you go, one's supposed to be 75 feet, you've got nine.
Correct, yes. And then, I mean, some of the ways we use that to reduce it is our throat depth here is still 9 feet, but we took out all the parking along this side. So if any cars are coming down, you know, the first parking spot's going to be here. These are all...
Right, but you're still going to probably stack some in the street.
That's why we...
Well, that's on that side. What about coming this way?
Coming from Cameron?
Yeah.
And I think, too... Again, just to one touch on it, is that one, these folks aren't going to face conflict until they're even getting to these parking spaces. So you have room for probably 2 to 3 cars to get into there, and that's assuming that there's a car at the first space. So there is room to queue up there on Cameron. And then additionally, too, with how they have it laid out where trucks will be coming in to this portion, so a lot of that traffic is going to be coming straight out, whereas the kind of the issue that you run into is, you know, folks trying to pull back out here, but they have that other option to pull out up there.
The trucks to go into that.
Yes. Yeah, so
that location.
Yep. So right here, we worked with Antonio and Juwan to add the beacon right here, and so this is going to be a right-in, right-out only. And so there's no trucks that are going to be turning left to walk on Cameron. And no trucks can turn to the left into this.
Well, I'm saying, how do you know that?
We first talked to Antonio about a couple different options. They thought the best way to do that to where they have it is to, or to enforce it, is to put this median here. And that way there's not really room. A truck can't swing. It might be able to try, but it's not, the median, the way it's designed, is not designed to swing all the way out and back in.
I just think that you know, the reduction in all the sizes is really a problem for me. I think it really hampers traffic, and especially since you're asking for a lot more parking spots. So you might, you don't know what offices are going to be there. What if you have a candy store, you know, something that draws, coffee shop that draws a lot of traffic? I got to turn in a 9-foot driveway.
And I think too, just to touch on that, with the warehouse use isn't going to have the same commercial traffic. There's not going to be commercial retail stores existing here, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think that this is envisioned to have commercial retail stores that have that kind of high traffic. Well, yeah, it's more work offices associated with warehouse space. So you have large warehouse space, you have offices, and then people, if anything, there's going to be sometimes truck traffic, but most people are going to go and park there as if you're going to your job, and then occasionally if you have runs, but this is more of kind of an office space use in terms of the kind of volume of traffic that you're getting versus kind of a commercial use. So the traffic should be much less intense than your traditional commercial plazas.
I don't really have a problem with any of the waivers. I think that the lot is what it is. If you guys are having to build a wall that's a couple feet higher, like, whatever. I think, you know, until you get a tenant, it's not really clear what kind of traffic you're going to be seeing, but it's not going to be commercial. It's going to be industrial. I'm not concerned with approving the waivers as you guys have requested them. I don't know how the rest of the board feels.
I have some more questions. On this one that you have up here, where's the retaining wall? Is it along the back?
It's right along this side. It starts about right here, about 5 feet. The highest it gets is right here at 11. And that's where Mark showed this picture earlier. So that's about the highest point where it's going to go. Then it's going to be sloping down the whole way also. And then we're going to have guardrail on top.
Okay, so is there a drop-off on the backside of that retaining wall? Is it down here? Is this the level and the retaining is up there?
Correct. Yeah.
So you want to put cars right along the top of the wall to where if they went, they could possibly go over?
We'll have curb stops and fall protection along that wall. So the 42-inch minimum, probably 48 inches.
I think just circling back real quick.
The one photo you have that has the top that I was looking at, and I asked where the retaining wall is. Start, put that back up. Along that whole back section there, we have, those are all parking spots, right?
Yes.
Is there a reason why you couldn't move some of this over here where you have the throat? And I imagine those are planters, right?
Yes.
Could you move those over there, maybe for that? I'm just thinking safety reasons.
I got a quick question for Courtney. It says here in Title 30, there's options that they should use that we're recommending. What are we recommending for them? Because the wall seems like you guys are thinking like it's a visual aid of safety issues and height and all that. So what is Title 30? What do you recommend to them that they're not accepting?
So they go 3 feet, in 3 feet.
Like he's kind of suggesting, tip it down.
So it'd be more visually appealing if it would be 6 feet.
And why are you guys not accepting that alteration that they're offering? That they're saying their policy, it wouldn't be a waiver.
The offering is, and I think as you mentioned, it is to make it more visually appealing, but that would be visually appealing to no one's seeing this wall. So if the alternative is we're just going to make it visually appealing just to do so and remove the waiver, no one's going to see it, and it's just going to be down in between these two industrial projects. So it's I don't
so it's kind of like a, just because it's policy for Title 30, they're just kind of, it's kind of not taking the property in consideration of where it's actually at.
And I think there's some, you know, instances where it makes sense, obviously, where you want it to, where you want that visual, or
so would someone else later be impacted by your visual wall that they're saying that would have to accept Title 30 and their would, I mean, on the property to whatever, wherever that wall, are they going to, I guess my question is, understanding it doesn't fit for you guys now, what they're saying, but does the property adjacent to you, will they eventually be inflicted with whatever the problem that you're not being able to?
If they choose to, like, not have a wall, maybe so. I mean, it'd be unlikely for the use north of us to change and do something to kind of open up the retaining wall to their project. I think,
And this is already their existing wall.
So basically, it's our
screen, and they've already got the screen on top. So their wall goes across the basically this entire parking lot here. And this is 10 feet. This is 10 feet tall the entire way.
And is it retaining as well?
Yeah, it's not a screen wall.
So your property would be up at the top of their wall.
Correct.
No.
Okay, if you're going to speak, though, you got to say your name for the record. If you want to say, sorry, it's got to be documented. They're here and know, and they don't know who said it. Name and address, please.
One simple question.
No, wait, he has to say his name and address, and then you can ask.
Well, Jordan Boyd, he's with Early Partners, 5980 Gross House.
Can we spell that for
me? No problem. B-O-Y-D-E-N, last name B-U-L-L-O-C-H.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
The simple question I have is, if somebody was in a car and went through that top fence and it didn't retain them, could they fall into something behind it? Like this right here, could they fall into that?
That would be the case with any retaining wall where you have parking adjacent to the retaining wall. So this is actually, a part of it is retaining. Even if we just brought the soil to the top of that and you parked it, a car could still go over that, right? So we have to retain to 11 feet. This wall right here is probably only retaining to 6 feet. It's got that screening portion on top of it. Our entire wall will only be 1 foot taller than what's shown. We're not putting 11 feet.
From the black curtain.
From the black curtain. Yeah. It's 1 foot taller than that. We're not putting 11 feet on top of the existing wall.
Right. You don't want to put 11 feet and then you're going to put a...
No. So yeah, I just want to make it clear, like the actual visual that the neighbors are going to see is a 1 foot delta from what you're seeing now. So
that's the top of the wall?
Yeah.
And you're going to put a fence above that,
just the same guardrail. The fall protection rail. It's not another 8 foot fence. It's a guardrail, just like you would see in an ADA.
So to get back to what I was talking about with your parking spots, in order to widen up, widen your entrances and get rid of those landscaping, couldn't you move them along this area so you have a less chance of something going over that wall? That's just my thoughts. Safety, more safety reasons. Do you understand what I mean?
I actually don't really understand where you're saying.
Along Cameron and along Decatur is where you want your entrances and your exits.
Correct.
And you have, right now, your throat is substantially less than what's required. And what it looks to me is that you're using landscape blocks in there. Am I right? They look like a big curb.
We have very large landscape planters to try to create an artificial throat depth.
Right.
Yeah.
So what I'm thinking is if you move those over into your back parking spots, you could open your throat a little more and you could alleviate any questions that I have about.
If we had the parking by the entrance, that would make the throat a lot worse. Because then that creates conflict instantly. So this is to allow cars to pull in, because they kind of are measuring it, looking to that first point where you could come into contact with another car where you have to brake, and now all of a sudden people are braking and backed up. So they need this as kind of an additional traffic calming measure to just allow people to come in, and that's that kind of buffer.
How important is it for this plan that we have that parking? That's
we believe it's pretty critical. I mean, we envision up to 4 tenants here. If we got rid of all of that parking along that north property line. Our tenant here in the northeast corner.
Well, I'm not saying all of it.
No, I understand. The stuff directly along the PL, right?
At least with the left foot. Because I can envision somebody pulling up too far and hitting their gas when they should be hitting the brake and going over that.
Yeah, and over that too.
They drop 11 feet, that's a...
I mean, with a tier retaining wall too, they're also going to be dropping.
No, I understand that. I do. And I understand why you don't want the tier, because then you lose that.
It's just further step down.
Yeah, I understand that. I do. I'm just trying to figure out a way to... That alleviates any concerns I have, and I'm not really anybody that's going to decide. I was just kind of throwing those ideas out there that you might consider, because I think I would support that if you that would, because that's the only concern I have is the 11 foot.
So, I think the maximum is right here. I don't know exactly. I mean,
how long is?
I don't know how long. It is.
Yeah, it's about. Right here, maybe, and then it starts to really tear down, and so the wall probably ends right here, and so it's gradually going up to the 11 feet, and so you know right here you're probably at 6 feet.
Without moving your entrances down, straight on the driveway. You see what I mean?
No.
Where? See where you have the two entrances? You have the one right here with the skid marks from the trucks, and then down the next one up.
Okay.
Right there. How about moving that down to the actual driveway?
Well, Public Works likes us to make the driveways adjacent, the driveways on the other side. So that's what we were trying to do.
So what did they ask you?
So we worked very closely on every driveway here with Public Works. They liked this driveway. On this one, they didn't like the left out, so they made us put this median. And it doesn't show very well on here, but this median does have the angles to force you right. They worked with us very closely to add this other right-hand turn pocket. We've worked with Public Works to create the, I call them artificial throat depth, because the throat depth is really measured to the first change in curve or the end of the radius. And so we know our throat depths are really short, and we've eliminated over 20 stalls in these areas to create an increased artificial throat depth.
So these ones here are what they basically suggested to you?
This is what they had suggested to us after a couple of meetings. Because again, this was all previously parking. This was all parking. We had parking all along the building here as well. So we've eliminated all of that, these additional stalls and all of these.
So this one here is the drawing that they're saying no to?
Correct.
Is or it isn't?
It is. And we worked with them and they still... Yeah.
And I think Public Works too, generally, if you have a throat depth waiver on there, they're going to recommend denial. And so I'm not going to speak for Public Works, but you know we've been working with them. So this is a plan that's getting you closer there. Again, not going to speak for Public Works, but we'll keep working with them on it. I think that this has, as he's saying it, you know, more of an artificial throat depth where you're reducing those conflicts. You're not having cars coming straight in onto parking spaces. You're able to pull in kind of before you get to that parking area.
Madam Chair, I'd like to make a motion to deny 3 and 4 with staff, based on staff recommendations.
Okay, there's a motion.
They're recommending.
Oh, wait, no, it can't be. Yeah. So if because 3, they couldn't approve 3 because they weren't approving 4. So what?
You can recommend approval
3. But in denial 4. So 3 is the abandoned easement. So you want to do each one? You can do each one. You can take a motion on 3, however you want to motion.
Make a motion to approve 3.
Okay, so there's a motion on the floor to approve item 3. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
I'd like to make a motion to deny number 4 based on staff recommendations.
There's a motion on the floor to deny with staff recommendations. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Nay.
Yeah.
so 2 and 2.
2 and 2. So then the
So, do you mind if I?
No.
I think by your words, you're working on it. And my thought is I don't have a problem with the depths of throats and everything, but I think that you need to go back because there is an issue why we have a depth, right? So, I guess my motion would be to which one of your throats are the show me the trucks because I'm trying to go off the waiver. Show me, tell me the waiver. The numbers so I can look at the reduce. So you got A, B, C, D, and E. So which one has the Decatur? Which one's Decatur?
Yeah, one on
A. Is it A, B, C, D? I'm trying to, so I don't have to, he probably knows better than me.
Yeah, so Decatur, I believe this is A.
Okay, so A is on Decatur, correct?
Yeah, A is on Decatur. No, this is B, North Driveway, Decatur. This is A, this area is A, B.
And really quick, with A, is there a way for you to get a deeper throat on that one? Do you believe that you could assess that one to make it anyway? Like if we did a waiver and we said, okay, we approved the other ones, because I understand some of the back ones, I get that. Because your parking's moved and you're going to have be able to have cars come in and go and you're not stacking them. But on Decatur, I think her biggest concern when she was asking me is Decatur's so busy and you have cars that have to stop and turn in. So I think with Decatur entrances, is there any way we could get that depth deeper? Could we come back and say, okay, if you can get it to, what's the max you think? You're asking for 9 feet where it should be 75. Where's the number that I can say with a condition of 30 feet? 40 feet. Give me 2 car lengths, 1 car length. That's not even a car length, so can you give me that?
I understand what you're saying. I think, unfortunately, without moving the building, I can't physically give more throat depth because it's measured from this point right here.
So
if we're talking about an artificial throat depth, like I'm way longer than 9 feet coming down all of these directions.
So if she wants to make the motion for, because I can't, then what does it go to? Okay, I guess that would go that because we're kind of in a.
Would we want to do condition to work with Public Works on traffic calming measures? I mean, I know that's.
I mean, we could.
Do
but
you need that condition?
I mean, we could, but. I just know it was the concern of safety with the retaining wall and her and the depth of. Before they go to, are you comfortable with that? Okay, there's a motion on the floor to approve for as long as the applicant continues to work with Public Works to improve any depth of the throats that are on the property to eliminate as much safety concerns as they will have. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? We're good.
Thank
you guys for being so understanding.
Yeah, no.
Okay. I don't see anybody else, but I'll read it in the record, or what do I do?
Yeah, I'm the last
one. Oh, you're the last one. Yeah. Oh, thank you. Okay. So WS260300, Marilyn Ford Owner LLC, Waiver of Development Standards to Reduce Front Setback Design Review for Proposed Accessory Structures, Fire Pump Enclosure to Conjunction with a Multifamily Residence Development on a 4.82 acres. In a RM50 residential zone, generally located on Ford Avenue and Cass Maryland Parkway within Paradise. I did open it to the public on the last one, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And you're up.
Good evening. Mark Mulhall, 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, here on behalf of the applicant. I'll try to keep this one a bit briefer. This was approved for multifamily development back in 2023. If you're on the 215 before, Windmill exit or Wigwam, you'll see this one starting to go up. But as they went through it, they identified the fire booster pumps, and they subsequently had to build enclosures around those. Building permitting made them ultimately go back because this enclosure at the south building can only be located this point, so it's kind of there at the driveway access along Ford. So since it's 12 feet from Ford Avenue rather than 20 feet. We had to go back and get a waiver. Ultimately, it's just under kind of 400 square feet, 10 and a half feet tall. It's going to have stucco finishes like the building. I know staff asked for an accent color in their condition as well. We'll be able to comply with that. And then this would just let us move forward in the building permitting and get these apartments built. Thank you, guys.
Is there anybody here from the public that would like to speak on this agenda item? Seeing nobody, I'm closing it to the public. Opening to the board. If nobody has an objection, I'd like a motion to approve with all preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All opposed?
Thank you.
Okay, is there any general business, Monica? Nope. Okay, comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by general public about matters relevant to the board council jurisdiction will be held. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the podium. Clearly state your name and address. Please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board council wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by chairperson or board council majority vote.
Okay. A promotion.
Okay. Your next meeting will be held June 30th, 2026. Can I get a motion to adjourn before everybody keeps talking?
Move to adjourn.
There's a motion on the floor to adjourn. All in favor? Aye. All opposed?